God bless you. We are back one more time to talk about the goodness of God.
Yes.
It's called To the Glory of God.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. We want to give God the glory. Amen. Because He's good and He demonstrates His goodness in the earth. Amen.
Amen.
And we want to talk about that because it encourages us.
Amen.
When we are mindful of how good God is.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. We go through some things. We remember the goodness of God. It fills us with hope.
Yes.
It gives us expectation, and it helps us through those tough times when we remember God is good.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He's been good to me, and He is determined to show His goodness
yeah.
in the earth. Amen. And we can be like there, I have fainted unless I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord. We
yeah.
have to have a we
yeah.
have to have that thing where I believe that I'm going to see the goodness of God.
Amen.
Because that'll keep me from fainting.
Yeah.
That'll keep me
yeah.
from giving up. So that's why we talk about the goodness of God, so that someone, amen, someone's belief can be ignited
yeah.
and they can avoid fainting
yeah.
because they know God's going to show His goodness in my life.
Yeah.
And so we're going to keep talking about this, believing yeah. that someone is being blessed and someone who is about to give up is now determined to hang in there.
That's right. Yeah.
And they're not going to faint because they believe to see His goodness.
Yeah.
Here. Today we're in 2 Kings chapter 4, and we're going to read verse number 7. And it says there, it says, "Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, 'Go, sell the oil, and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest.'"
Yes.
Amen. Amen. This is the story about the woman with the pot of oil.
Yes.
She just had a little bit of oil,
mm-hmm.
but she had a lot of bit of debt. so much so that the creditors were going to take her two sons.
Mm-hmm.
And so she came to the man of God and told him the situation. And he said, "What do you have in your house?"
Yeah.
And she said, "I have nothing except a little bit of oil."
Mm-hmm.
And he told her to go borrow pots. And he said, and borrow not a few.
Yeah.
In other words, borrow a lot.
Yes. Amen.
And she went and she borrowed. And the scripture says she came back and she shut the door.
Yes.
And she poured out.
Mm-hmm.
I did like that. You know, sometimes we got to shut the door and pour out.
Amen.
We talk about that another time. But she shut the door and she poured out the oil into the vessels
yeah.
that she borrowed.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as she had vessels, she kept, you know, the oil just kept pouring.
Yeah.
And the oil kept pouring until there were no more vessels into mm-hmm. which to pour the oil. And after she had finished pouring out all that oil, she went back to the man of God and said, "Okay, what do I do?" And he told her here, as we read here,
mm-hmm.
Go and sell the oil. For what? To get some money.
That's right. Get some money.
So that you can pay your debt.
Yeah.
But God blessed her in such a tremendous way that she then also had money to live off the rest,
mm-hmm.
her and her two sons. And that's a source of encouragement for us, that we can see the goodness of God in the area of our finances.
Amen.
You know, that there are times in all of us, amen,
mm-hmm.
have bills to pay and we have debts. Some are unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
Some are longstanding.
Yeah.
And, you know, from time to time, for various reasons, people can get behind on their bills.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But somebody needs to know today, amen, that God's goodness is demonstrated in the area of His the finances of His children.
Yes,
God does not want to see us in debt, because debt is a form of bondage.
Yes, amen.
Amen. And I know we all carry some. I shouldn't say all, but a lot of us do. Amen.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Student loans, car loans, house loans, personal loans,
yes.
and things like that. And if you're able to pay Him, you need to lift up your hand and bless the Lord.
Yes,
and thank Him for His goodness being
yeah.
revealed in your life. But when you get behind, amen. I think it's encouraging to know that God cares about your financial
yeah,
situation.
Amen.
And He wants to do something about
Jesus.
it. the woman came to the man of God. He didn't say, what's that got to do with me? You should have been, you know, your husband should have been a better provider.
Wow.
He should have let. He should have took out life insurance policy. He didn't say that.
Wow.
He immediately began to address her need, but he did it in a way that seemed like it didn't really matter. He thought, go borrow some pots.
Mm-hmm.
But the bigger point is that God moved in her situation.
Yes.
And turned around her debt. And to the point where now she went from a lack to an abundance.
Amen.
That's what God wants to do in our lives.
Amen.
But we have to believe to see that.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
In the land of the living.
Amen.
I want to believe to see. I mean, I'm believing that God's going to help me take care of all my financial commitments.
Amen.
I have to believe
Praise
that.
God.
That's part of His goodness being shown in my life.
Yeah. Yes. And like you said, God cares about us.
Sure does.
He cares about everything about us.
Amen.
So even this, you know, we have an issue that we need a bill paid or something, He's going to provide. You
Amen.
Know, we believe, He said, you got to believe. If you believe that, if you believe in God and you trust Him,
Amen.
Then you have to know that He's going to make a way for you to pay.
Yes.
And the thing is, that way may come strange. You know,
yes,
like this
indeed.
Woman, you know, go, you know, gather all these pots, you know.
Right.
You know, and she did. But that was a strange instruction. For what? You know, and
right.
sometimes we question the way God is going to bless us. And we
mm-hmm.
got to stop that
because
God is trying to put something in our hands, take something away, take some debt away. But we question, what are you going to do with that? Or what that's got to do with, you know,
Amen.
With me? You know, it doesn't make sense
to us. I don't
need
pots. I need some money.
Right. But that's what we do. We say, this doesn't make sense. Why am I going to do that?
Amen.
Maybe because God is trying to do something.
Amen.
You know, so we got to stop that. But anyway, she did. She listened to the man of
Amen.
God.
Which Amen.
Is another word. But she listened to the man of
Amen.
God. And she did what he said. And then God blessed her.
Amen.
And she was able to sell those pots of oil. And the thing that we have to get to is that it would have never run out for as many pots as she had.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Would have made sure she had oil for every single pot.
Everyone.
So if he tells you go do something, go find as many as you can.
Amen.
You know? But it would never, the provision would have never, and it never ran out anyway because she was able to live off of the rest.
That's right.
So God provided, paid her bill,
Amen.
And which God does. He gives you an abundance.
Amen.
More than enough. He's a God of more than enough.
Amen.
Showing his goodness to us.
Yes.
All the time.
And that's the thing. And I think in the body of Christ or in church, you know, the idea of finances and money and things like that is such a sensitive subject to the point where people run scared of it. But as a child of God, you can't run scared of the topic of money. Especially as long as you need it in this earth.
You need it.
I mean, it's a reality.
You're here.
Because here's the thing. It'll spill over. Because if in the context of a safe environment like church or in your conversations with God, your reading and acceptance of the scriptures, if somehow money trips you up, then it's going to trip you up in the natural too. You
Amen.
Know what I mean? And we can't be afraid of things. And we shouldn't be afraid of backing of this. I mean, this woman had a debt.
That's
People
right.
had debts even back
right.
then.
Amen.
And if God didn't care about paying her bills, this story would never be here.
Right.
Why is this story here?
Yeah.
Because God wants, He wants you to live off the rest. He wants you to live off of His goodness.
Right.
And not to be in debt to anyone. So this is just something that we just need to lay hold of. And you said something important too about, you know, what the man of God asked her to do.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed totally unrelated. And I don't know how many times, I'm sure you've experienced it, where, you know, we believe we're hearing God tell us to do something that's not in any way related to what we're asking
yeah.
Him or what we believe we need. And sometimes He'll tell you to go someplace, and it seems like it's a waste of time, but you have to realize God's a God of purpose. And there was something in that where He's trying to work things out.
Yeah.
But that's what he did here. You know, go borrow some pots. We talked about the little lad with the two fish and five loaves of bread.
Mm-hmm.
When they brought that to Jesus, Jesus then told his disciples, you know, make the people sit down.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, before he multiplied, before he blessed
and
prayed, he said, make the people sit down. That's like saying, set the table.
Right. day.
You know what I mean? You got 15,000 people to feed. You got two fish and five loaves of bread, and Jesus says, set the table. Doesn't seem to make sense either, right? But you need to set the table.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
If Jesus says set the table, set the table. If Jesus says make everybody sit down, make everybody sit down. If he says borrow some pots, borrow some pots. Why? Because he's going to show his goodness. Amen. But we have to be, we got to go along. We have to be in line with him.
Jesus.
If we want to see this.
Amen.
But someone needs to know today that in the area of your finances or in debt or, you know, or your credit, whatever the case may be, is, you know, financial resources, that God cares about those things.
Yes. Amen.
And if your situation is kind of twisted and turned around, God wants to straighten it out.
That's right. That's right. This woman, she had an issue, and God saw that she had an issue. And this is the thing. God loves us so much, and he's so good to us, that he's aware of our issues.
Amen.
And that he will send somebody in our path to help us.
Amen.
With our issues. That's how good he is. And in doing that, God's goodness was revealed, because this woman did it with the man of God said, and she got everything that
everything.
She needed. You know, so God cares about our finances. He doesn't want us to be in lack. He doesn't want us to be in lack. He doesn't want us to be in debt. He doesn't want us owing anybody anything but love. That's what the scripture says.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
And he will make a way. And when you was talking, I just caught a fire.
Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Oh.
I just caught a fire, because God gives, sometimes he gives these crazy instructions.
Amen.
Really. If you listen,
well, it seems to be crazy.
Because it doesn't connect to what we perceive.
Amen.
We need.
Yeah.
You know, it just doesn't compute. Like, okay, no, that just goes over my head. But anyway, but as you were saying that, I'm saying, Lord, give me a crazy instruction. Because I know if I hear something that doesn't sort of relate to what I'm going through, hey, I'm looking,
right.
Now,
get ready.
I'm looking for God
get
now.
Ready.
You
right.
said it. I'm looking for God.
Amen.
Okay, God is going to do something for me. God's going to show his goodness to me. God's going to reveal his glory in this situation.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, okay. Give me the crazy instructions.
That's right.
I'm going
to
do it.
I mean, think about it. You know, Peter said, hey, we need to pay our taxes. Jesus said, go fishing. I mean, think about it, right?
That's
we need to pay our taxes. Go fishing.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, that's the thing. But God's concerned about you paying your taxes.
Yes, amen.
You know,
you're
paying your financial obligations, because it's a reality of our current existence. And in fact, it's always been,
yeah,
right?
Always.
This, you know, this society, not just here in America, but you know, not in the Western world, but all over the world. I mean, it's commerce-driven. Right,
mm-hmm.
you need to be able to transact business, and most times you're going to need financial resources to do
it. That's it.
So this is nothing off limits. It's part of our everyday life.
Yes.
And God is concerned about that. You know,
yeah.
What kind of God would he be if he wasn't concerned about our financial wherewithal and our ability to, you know what I mean? Especially,
yeah, it stops us.
Sure it does.
You said it before. It stops us even from worshiping him.
Sure.
Because we're so concerned about
so weighed down with it.
With our bills.
Sure.
And this, we got to pay this or we got to do
there.
This. And Christmas is coming up and all
yes.
these things. We got all these issues and God is concerned about them. And we cannot allow, you know, even this thing, this prosperity preaching stuff. Yeah, don't get so caught up on, you need money to live.
Amen.
You need money to live, and God wants you to have it. Now, there's a different issue of being greedy with it. Yeah,
or
that's
selfish.
Another story.
Right.
But God still wants you to live, and you cannot live an abundant life that Jesus came to give you if you're weighed down by debt. You
Amen.
Just can't do it.
Right.
So this is freeing to me.
It is freeing, right?
Amen.
And we got to remember the scripture, right?
Mm-hmm.
The love of money is the root of all evil.
Yeah.
Money itself is neutral.
Yes.
Money
Amen.
Is neutral.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have it, that's what God wants. He doesn't want it to have us to
sure.
where, you know, we are motivated by it.
Mm-hmm.
But we understand it's just really instruments that we can use to take care of our needs. But the greater point is this, is that God is concerned about your
yes.
situation. He was concerned
mm-hmm.
about this widow and her financial situation. And he's concerned about yours as well.
Yeah.
And just as he showed her his goodness by taking
yes.
care of this.
Amen.
But she moved in faith.
This
is what the thing, right? Because,
it,
you know, we can talk about the instruction being, you know, not what we expect. But what do you do with it? She moved in faith. She was obedient. But watch this. She was doubly obedient because, look, she could have decided after the oil had stopped running. She could have decided what she wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I'm taking this money and I'm getting the heck out of town. That's what she could have done.
Yeah, that's true.
But in her humility, she went back to the man of God. She's already loaded.
Yeah,
she's loaded.
True. Yeah.
She could have just taken that money, sold it, and you know, taken the oil, sold it, and just mm-hmm. you know, just skipped off without paying her debt. No, but she went back to the man of God. What do I do now?
Jesus.
And what did God say? Understand how God is. Pay your bills.
Pay your bills. Don't go buying stuff.
But he didn't want her skipping out on
right.
it. Mm-hmm. Right? Pay your bills. And then live off the rest.
Amen.
You know what I mean? So God, it's just, he shows how he's, like, right is right. And he said, listen, you owe that man, pay that man.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Amen.
But he's also going to provide more than you need so that you
Amen.
Can continue to live. And
Thank
someone
you.
Just needs to be encouraged by that. Amen.
Amen.
Because we all have been there. We all probably will be there again.
Yes.
You know,
Amen.
Where you need to meet your financial obligations.
Yes.
And, you know, it is part of the goodness of God in
Amen.
This earth that he's concerned about that. And that he will move in ways, maybe sometimes that we don't expect,
yes.
To help us in those situations.
That's right.
And so someone today, I believe there's somebody needs to hear that today.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I just really believe that in my spirit, that someone needs to hear that today, that God is concerned. Maybe other people aren't concerned. You've been calling around, asking, and people don't give you the time of day. But you go into God
That's
and
right.
and Amen. Believe in his goodness. Believe in his goodness.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
Amen.
You might not see it. But I'm telling you, David said it. I have fainted unless I have believed to see. Believe that
Amen.
You will see the goodness of God.
Amen.
In the area of those funds. That's right. And you will. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And then you'll have your own story to tell.
Amen.
Like this woman with the pot of oil.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. So we praise God. God is good. Amen.
Yes.
And he wants to show his goodness in your life in every
yeah.
way.
Amen.
Including
Amen.
In the area of your finances and your money.
Amen.
Amen. That's so right. we praise God for that. Amen. So listen, we're about to leave out of here now. Amen.
Yeah.
And we just thank God for another opportunity to talk about God's goodness. But it does encourage people. It encourages me.
Yeah. Encourages me.
Amen. And I pray it encourages somebody out there when they know, yep, God is good.
Amen.
Amen. And he's not going to leave me in this situation.
Yes.
Glory to God. Amen. There's something Amen. About that kind of audacity of faith. Like the Hebrew boys. God's going to help us.
Amen.
I'm not even careful to answer you, oh Nebuchadnezzar. You know what I mean?
I know.
See, that's
that
audacious. Yeah, that's like audacious faith.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And that's how we have to have it. Amen. That bold. The righteous are bold
as
lions. Amen.
Amen.
And so we need to be bold
God.
In our faith.
Yes.
I want you to be bold too in believing in the goodness of God. He's going to show his goodness
yes,
in my
is.
Life. I believe it. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And so you believe in the area of your finances, and you'll see God do amazing things. Amen.
Amen.
Until next time, you be encouraged.
Yeah.
And remember that Jesus is Lord.
Yeah.
And he loves you.
Yeah.
And his love
never fails.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, in his eyes.